Well, hello, Roy. This is the woman's car that you dinged.
Oh, here we go.
It was a great message that you left on a note. I dinged your car. Learn to park next time. Maybe it won't happen again. I was talking my own lines, number one. And number two, I figured the dingbat that had a crappy car next to me would ding my car instead of you. Because you had a Volvo, I figured you had more respect than that other people. But I guess it doesn't matter what you drive. You can't take the scum out of the person.
Whoa.
So, call me back because you're going to be buffing that door out you did ding it. And that is your lesson for dinging my door. Learn to be more considerate of other people's property. That's what the name of the game is.
Whoa.
And you left a note with your number, and it can be traced by the police department. So if I were you, I would definitely call back. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note in your car a couple days ago.
Yes?
Hi, how are you?
You're a crackpot.
What do you mean?
You know, because you dumped in the car.
What's that?
It was a horrible note. It was a horrible note.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of your fault.
No, actually, it was my kid that was driving my car.
Oh, so your kid's stupid. I see. All right.
No, she's not stupid. She's very smart. She didn't want... See, she parked on her own side, but she just parked a little bit close to you because she figured the other idiot on the other side with the horrible car would have the balls to dent the car. So she parked nearer to your side where you had a Volvo, where you wouldn't have the balls to dent the car, and you did it anyway. That's why
she
parked nearer to you. She figured that you had the upper class not to.
That's some good logic by your daughter.
Well, that was my logic. That's the way I always thought it. Don't park near an ugly car. If you do, park a little over to the good one. That way they won't dent each other's cars.
Oh, well, I wasn't parked.
Because they know better. They could dent them.
I wasn't parked next to you. I was just driving by.
You're such a liar.
What do you mean I'm a liar?
You was just driving by what?
I was driving, you know, I was just driving by and I dinged the back of it as I drove by.
It wasn't the back of the car.
What do you mean it wasn't the back?
You mean the door.
Are you drunk? You sound
I'm
really drunk.
About you. No, I'm in bed.
Oh, okay.
I worked all day. No, so you dinged the back of the car?
Yeah, I was driving my semi, my 18-wheeler. And I just smashed into the back of it and totaled the car. You didn't see that?
No, it was your Volvo that has the white paint on the side of my car.
No. You're mistaken. I was driving a semi.
Yeah, okay.
I slammed into the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it broke
off. Anyway, so what are you calling me for, dear? Are you going to bust the car out?
No, fuck
bust
that shit. Fuck that.
You're not going to bust the side of the car out, huh?
No. Fuck that shit.
Why aren't you going to bust the car out?
Because I don't want to. It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, well...
I have very dainty hands, and that would really ruin my...
Well, I can take it somewhere, and they can buff it out for me, and you can pay for it.
Oh, no. I don't want to spend that kind of money.
You don't want to spend that kind of money? Well, nope. What do you want to do about my door?
Oh, nothing. I didn't hit the door. I hit the back. With my semi-truck.
No, you didn't hit the back. No, you didn't. You hit the door. You hit the door and you left a note.
No, that's not true.
You left a note, you hit the door. And, yeah, we have your number and you have the name. And also, we have your license plate. And also we have your thing that it was your Volvo that did it. And we have your name and your telephone number that's registered to that car when you go to school and park there. So we have all of that.
Yeah, but I wasn't driving the Volvo.
Yeah, you are. The dean of students said it was parked right beside us because I was with her when she parked the car. The dean of students said that he does have your name. All he needed was your first name, your car, and your phone number because it's listed to that vehicle.
But I was driving the semi-truck.
Yeah. But that's okay, Roy. I got your number, honey, and you got mine, so we'll see what we're going to do about this later and I'm done sleeping because I'm very tired. I worked 12 hours.
Are you sure you worked? It sounds like you're just drunk.
No, I don't drink, sweetheart.
Oh, drugs then, okay.
No, I don't do drugs. Sorry, I work for the government.
so you only don't do drugs because you work for the government, so you can't?
No,
otherwise you would be a heroin addict.
Why would I be a heroin addict? What do you think I'm going to be like you? You must be on drugs the way you're speaking.
Ouch. Zing.
Like you're... Yeah, you're speaking like you're a mentally deranged person.
So the dean of students, he looked up my student records by just my first name?
No, he said that he can look up your student records by the name, your telephone number is listed on your records,
mm-hmm.
and by your vehicle. First name, that's all he needs. You drive a Volvo, it's registered as a Volvo, just like everybody's car is registered. What they drive and what they got registered for a permit in that parking lot.
Yeah, but I don't give him permission to abuse his position there.
It doesn't matter. When it's something that you did that was illegal, you hit somebody. It doesn't matter whether it was a door or not. And then you left a nasty note stating that because I parked too close, you hit me. So it was something like a purposely done thing. So that's called, like a hate crime.
Oh, it's a hate crime?
That's like a hate crime.
You're
pissed off because somebody parked a little too close to you. That's a hate crime. But anyway.
I don't give the dean permission to give you my records.
He's not giving me a record. He doesn't have to do that. He gives it to the police, and they take care of it.
Well, I don't give him permission to give it to the police.
It doesn't matter what you give him. It was done on school property.
I'm going to call him up and tell him I don't give him permission.
It doesn't matter what you give him.
And then he won't be able to. That's how the law works.
Guess what? You're an adult. You're not a child. You're not in secondary school. You are in college. When you do something that's, illegal, and you give somebody a number and tell them that that's what you get for doing something like this. Well, that's what you get for doing something like this. They're allowed to use your school records for anything you want. You're an adult. You're not a child.
Yeah. You can't prove that I wrote it because I use my left hand.
Guess what? I can prove that you're an idiot and that you need school because, I've already gone to school, but you definitely need school, and you've got to go into some psychology classes because you actually need some dealing within your mind.
That's true.
Have a great night because I'm trying to go to sleep.
Okay. So, can I call you back in about 2 hours?
No, you may not call me back in 2 hours, but I will call you tomorrow deal with this problem when I'm awake.
Well, I'm not going to buff out your stupid door of your ugly car.